So this is the difference between reproductive, that is dolly producing, producing a new whole organism, okay, and therapeutic cloning. And we've got here a mouse example, all right? So here's my adult cell, differentiated cell. I take the nucleus and I put it into an egg which doesn't have a nucleus. And here's my early embryo. But this time I take my early embryo, I put it into the uterus of a surrogate mother, and I get a whole animal. Reproductive cloning. Okay, but I can start off in exactly the same way. Here's a differentiated cell, here's an egg without a nucleus. I combine the two, I get my early embryo, but this time I don't put my early embryo into a surrogate mother. Okay, I put these cells onto a Petri dish, I allow them to differentiate, and I put these cells back. Isn't technology wonderful? And I put them back into an animal to replace damaged cells. As you see, the top part of the diagram is entirely the same. So in order to do this therapeutic cloning, we have to produce a new embryo. So the question, can humans be cloned? The probable answer, of course, is yes. If you had the time and the money, okay, you could probably certainly develop the methods, and there's no doubt that the methods could be developed. The reasons why no one recommends it at present, and of course it's banned in most countries in the world, okay, is that, as I said, it has a very low success rate. And since every pregnancy for a human female is potentially life-threatening, the risks to the child and the mother, if the success rate remains at 3%, that means on average every mother would have to go through 30 pregnancies in order to get a cloned child. Okay? Not anything you'd look forward to. And what most human females do not achieve in their current lifetimes. And of course, the child might be born disabled in some way. We don't know enough about cloned mammals to say that they wouldn't. Okay, so my opinion is that the current reports, which are largely from a fairly secretive Italian and possibly the Koreans, are not scientific. They have not been scientifically verified, and I don't think they've happened. There's an important point, which is the answering this question: why is a genetically identical child a good thing? Why would you want a genetically identical child? Well, people often say, okay, if you've lost a child under tragic circumstances, let's say a small child, 2-3 years old, has been lost in a car accident, you know, which you thought was your fault or something, you can be so devastated that it would be comforting to be able, as it were, to recreate that child. Okay? The problem with this is that the child will not be identical. Okay? Now, you probably know some people who are genetically identical. Though twins are genetically identical, are they not? Yes? Yeah? And they have the advantage of growing up at the same time, in the same household, yeah? And even twins are different, okay? If you know some twins, you may even be able to tell them apart, okay? They may look superficially identical, but underneath they prefer different music, they wear slightly different clothes, they marry different people, which is a good thing, right? Very often, at any rate. So they are not identical. And that's because of the influence of the environment on us all, right? And if you took, let's say, cells from a dead child and you tried to recreate it, of course you would be bringing it up then, if you were successful, in a completely different... Well, it would be the same family, comprised of the same people, but they would be, let's say, 5 years older, right? The parents would be a different age. The world would have moved on. But these parents would have gone through a traumatic event. We're postulating the death of a child and the creation of another one. They would think about that child completely differently from the one that they had originally, and they would treat it completely differently. Okay, so the environment would be changed. It's most unlikely that they'd end up with the same child. However, people think that this cell replacement therapy is such a good idea that we should try that. Okay, despite the fact that to the first stage, it's exactly the same as reproductive cloning. Okay, because we're producing a new human embryo. And the cells taken from the embryo can be stored and replace damaged cells later in life, as we've said. And the research to look at this was given the go-ahead in the UK in 2004. And people have, in fact, produced the first stage, that is the ES cells. But they haven't gone on to go any further as yet. Now, I think, and you may think the same or you may think different, that I think this creation of a new embryo and then using it as a source of spare parts is, I feel that this is not a good thing. Okay? Because in general we think of embryos as having the potential to become whole human beings. Right? And this is an embryo which is going to be created not to become a whole human being. So it has an entirely different moral status. Okay? And I don't believe that that's a good thing. I don't know what you think about that. Because by concentrating on this human embryo cell therapy, we're not thinking about developing adult stem cell therapy. I said we could get these replacement cells by using the stem cells in our own body. Okay? And we're not developing that because we think the other way will be easier. But I think the other way is morally problematic, and therefore I'm not particularly happy about it, whereas the adult stem cell would have no morals. You'd be no moral problems because you'd be taking your own cells and using them to create new cells for you. So, we've talked about cloning, creating new organisms. I've talked a bit about why that happened. And we've looked at whether we might want to do it for humans. I've talked about stem cells, and I've shown you why they're important, and we've thought a little about how we might use them for therapeutic purposes, for what sorts of diseases. The way that people are researching at the moment to produce those stem cells involves the creation of new embryos, cloning again. Okay? And I'm a little worried about that, and perhaps you are, and the American government is so worried about it, they won't even let people try and make embryonic stem cells. So it's a problem, a moral problem, and one I leave with you. If you have been, thank you for listening.